just a roast beef sandwich and a large dill pickle with perhaps some potato salad and a bottle of beer? The front path was pitch dark, and in my eagerness and unfamiliarity with British doorways, I tripped on a step, crashing face first into the door and sending half a dozen empty milk bottles clattering. Almost immediately, the upstairs window opened. "Who's that?" came a sharp voice. I stepped back, rubbing my nose, and peered up at a silhouette with hair curlers. "Hello, I'm looking for a room," I said.
"We are shut."
"Oh, but what about my supper?"
"Try the Churchill, on the front."
"On the front of what?" I asked, but the window was already banging closed. The Churchill was sumptuous and well lit, and appeared ready to receive visitors. Through a window, I could see people in suits in a bar, looking elegant and suave, like characters from a Noel Coward play. I hesitated in the shadows, feeling like a street urchin. I was socially and sartorially ill-suited for such an establishment, and anyway, it was clearly beyond my meager budget. Only the previous day, I had handed over an exceptionally plump wad of colorful francs to a beady-eyed Picardy hotelier, in payment for one night in a lumpy bed and a plate of mysterious chasseurs containing the bones of assorted small animals, much of which had to be secreted away in a large napkin in order not to appear impolite.